This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidil Awwaleen wa Akhireen, Nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The month of Ramadan is rolling in. Time is changing. And we are moving into the month of fasting. But what is the essence of fasting? What is the essence of this month? It is a special time. It has been designated by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And in the 185th verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. That this month of Ramadan is the time which the Quran was revealed in as a guidance to humanity and as clear evidence from the guidance and from the Furqan, that which separates truth from falsehood. And so this is a time of guidance. This is what we need to look for in this month. Right now in the world, in this year, we are so much in need of guidance. We are so much in need of bayyinat, clear evidence, no longer gray areas and false things, false statements and false understandings. We want things to become clear so that we will have the Furqan. We could separate al-haq min al-batil, the truth, from falsehood. We would be able to see what is around us and to be able as an ummah to come out of the stagnation that we find ourselves in, as the world is going through its tremendous changes. Ramadan is a chance for us to energize ourselves. It's a chance for us to stand up again, to make tawbah, to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal, to come back to the straight path, to correct some of these mistakes that we have been making before it's too late, to hold on to our brothers and sisters instead of fearing other Muslims, or instead of opposing and wanting to hurt other Muslims, and also to be able to reach out to all of humanity and not to be afraid of people, as our beloved Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was a rahmah. He was a mercy for all of the worlds, not just the Muslim world, but the world of other people of other faiths, the plant life world, the world of animals, the world of the jinn, the universe, the environment itself, which is suffering so much and which is throwing off heat. It's throwing off forest fires. It's throwing off volcanic lava. It is rumbling with earthquakes. It is causing the wind to blow in terrible ways. It is causing the rain to pour down in floods to wash us away. This is not by chance. This is by design. It is a test. And it is guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. So as we move into this sacred time, as we fast, as the world falls under the mantle of Ramadan, may Allah bless all of humanity with this mantle, whether they know it or not. May Allah help us, protect us, and give us the best in this life and the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.